Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
You do. You haven't used headphones in a solid year.
No, literally.
It's been a long time.
I don't even do my hair. So it's such a waste.
It's been a long time for our podcast episode. It was 126 minutes, right?
Our last episode?
I mean, an hour and a half. Is that the same?
Close enough.
Minutes. Yeah.
Tomato.
60 seconds is a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I don't know. Either way, it was really long. I didn't listen to it. I just saw it come through and I looked and I was like, oh.
I didn't listen, but I saw it.
Well, sometimes I have to listen. You know what I was going to do though? I was talking to Whitney Rife about,
okay.
She went on stories and was talking about one of the last episodes that we were talking about. We had that whole discussion about kids and moms and.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so she was on that and I messaged her. I was like, oh my gosh, Spencer and I literally just talked about that. And so we were going back and forth and.
She's from The Love is Blind mom.
Yes.
That was okay. Okay.
Yes. So I was going to clip it and I told her, I was like, dang, I need to clip that. And so me and her were talking and she was really sweet about it. She was like, well, Spencer probably has a different point of view because she doesn't have kids. And I was like, no, absolutely. I was like, we can have healthy conversations
which I totally acknowledged.
Yeah. No, I told her that.
Yeah.
I said, listen to it. Cause she said basically exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. And I said, we literally just recorded this a few days ago. So when I was telling her that we were just talking about it, I was like, yeah, we can have, because I'm sure it is a differing point of view. But anyway, I was saying this to say, sometimes I will go back and listen for when I clip the episodes and put them out.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll like listen to them. And I haven't done that yet, but I do want to do it.
I got you.
That'll be a spicy comment section. And I'd be very curious as to what people would say.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that I had a hot take.
No.
I see both point of views. You know,
mm-hmm.
I understand the moms, like why it would be hard for somebody who's a mom to like,
to go backwards on it
to understand her, like the rationale that I had about her saying it. You know what I mean?
If y'all are lost, then that means you didn't listen to the episode either. And you need to go back and listen.
Shame.
To it. We're not going to fill you in on it because that's on you.
We're
get
not
our downloads up.
We're not. I do have to ask, why were you home so late? Wendy was, we were talking about recording and Wendy was like, I need to go to bed early because she didn't get home till 1 a.m.
Yeah. So I went to, I know I totally,
you're not that kind of animal. I am
not.
But you're not.
So me and Shauna went to see Brett Young and he was supposed to be here in January and it was a snowed out show. Like it got canceled.
Okay.
The original show, to be clear, it was more my speed. A Friday at 6 o'clock at DPAC. Okay.
Okay.
And it got rescheduled to a Sunday at 8 p.m.
That's rude.
That is so rude. It is not that is not comparable. Not only did I do that.
Like, that's rude, actually. Like, that's kind of crazy. I feel like if you cancel time, whatever. If you cancel a Friday night show.
You should do a Friday night makeup.
It should be a Friday night makeup. Even if it has to be a year out. I mean, I understand like scheduling, like booking spaces. It's hard. Friday's probably high demand. But like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
People work on Mondays.
He's also incredible. The whole time, me and Shauna have seen him like, I don't even know. She made a collage today and it was like 8 years ago we saw him. And he's the one that sang like me and Mike's wedding song. Like, I just love his music. He sings, in case you didn't know, he's got, man sounds just like he does in person every time. Just like, it's incredible. I was texting Mike. I was
country
like,
singers crazy. In general are underrated for that reason.
And
like people that
so
are like,
underrated.
I hate country music. I can understand like if you just don't like the music.
But the talent behind
you have to appreciate the
There's
talent.
There's not a lot of auto-tune and beat that they get lost in. Sometimes it's just that raw talent and he is one of those people. But what I was going to say is, we had the craziest, busiest weekend, just in and out all weekend. You know, we had a birthday party Saturday, came home, changed, and then went to baseball practice. And then from there, we went and got dinner with some of our friends after baseball practice. Came home Sunday morning, I went to Target, got the brushes for the McKinsey Child's collab and Goody. Y'all, it's really cute. Came home, went to the Dixie Deer Classic, came home. Mike and Fisher went to the farm. I got ready.
The what now?
The Dixie Deer Classic.
Dixie Deer. Okay.
Yes. So then I came home, got my stuff together, and me and Shauna had the best idea to, I went to her house to do her hair before the show.
Uh-huh.
So not only did I do her hair, and then I did some extensions. She got this new like V-Lite there. I had never done extensions like that before, but we did it. We winged it. Okay. Ubered to the venue from her house. Instead of me leaving the venue and going 30 minutes home, I Ubered back to her house with her 30 minutes and then finished the extensions at 11:30 last night. And then left her house close to midnight, 40 minutes away. It was just not. Then I was locked out into my garage. Mike locked the garage door. He didn't mean to, so he said.
It just habit.
I called him.
I would have been raging.
Oh, I was so mad because I was tired, exhausted, literally exhausted.
He goes to bed just as early as you do. So I already know his ass was in bed long before that.
Him and Fisher.
Oh, my God.
Starting at 12:24 all the way. I was so mad. And then finally, you know who let me in?
Who?
He did, because Maggie woke him up. She was at the door.
Your girl was looking out for you.
I said, go get your dad. When I tell y'all, I had my fist banging on the, if y'all want to break in my house, come bang on the garage door. not a dog bark in sight other than Maggie. Finally.
Like, you've got these two massive labs. They couldn't give a shit less.
Not a freaking peep. But in the middle of the night when I'm by myself and a mouse farts, they just go off the chain scaring me. I was calling Fisher's watch. Like, he's got like one of those little watches. TikTok, whatever they're called.
You've talked about it before.
Y'all go get that watch. I thought that's what woke Mike up, because around that time I heard it like from the garage door. I heard it ringing. I called Fisher's FaceTime on his iPad. I called Mike on FaceTime. I called Mike through Facebook. I called Mike back to back to back. Well, then I finally called Fisher's watch and it rang and I heard it. And
were you locked out of your front door?
Girl, every door was locked. I don't have a house key. Mike's like, why don't you have a house key? I was like, because I've never needed one. 7 years later, never needed one. I'm always here.
I think about that.
But we used to have a key outside. Like with my house? I mean, no, we didn't. we used to have a key under the mat.
I think about that though. Like, I'm like, our house, I don't have a key to our house. There are no Me keys. Either. Everything's electric.
It's electric, boogie, woogie, woogie.
We got all, it's codes to every fucking door. I'm like, what if the power goes out?
Well, it's battery backed up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course it's batteries.
It's not hardwired into your door. I've had to change them. It's not hardwired into your door. But yes, if something glitches.
Okay,
which
but what if
do,
my batteries die?
Exactly. Airbnbs, that's happened to me where the owners had to come and do that. Me and Lily and Mike's mom, we went last March.
I gotta think about this.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out a backup.
I do not love those. Is there also a key lock though? Because some don't.
No.
See, that's dumb. Our Airbnb last March for Lily's.
She's like, you're an idiot.
No. They are. Not you didn't put the door in. But our we couldn't get an Airbnb. It was messed up. Like, if that happens, crawl through the window. Mike's like, literally Mike's words, y'all. Crawl through the back window. I said, the back window is locked. He's had to crawl through that window multiple times. I said, why is there a paint can behind our...
Well, our windows have the little the levers, so you can't open them.
What do you mean?
So you can open them only from the inside because you have to push down these little levers and the windows slide up over it.
Ours just lock on the top.
So if you, I mean, I guess if you lifted it hard enough, they'd break.
Do you have locks on your windows too?
Yeah.
Like that? And then the lever? Okay. Like, you see how the top of ours
has
locks?
So we've got those locks, and then they also have these little I'm going to kill this stand. Sorry, guys.
Spencer's microphone again.
I get like the bane of my existence. And then there's these two little levers that pop out of the sides. So if I want to open my windows, I have to like hold those down and then with my thumbs like lift it until it's over, and then I can lift it the rest of the way.
Dang. You know what?
Really a pain in the ass because like half of them are broken.
Oh.
Because Robbie's an animal.
Man, we're really giving out all the secrets to our houses.
Listen, if you want to come find me.
All of our windows were unlocked one time. I don't know how. I don't know.
That would freak me out.
Oh, it did, because I guess, you know how I noticed it? Fisher's room. And then I went back in videos to see when I could see when they were turned, because I think I might have told you this. Freaked me out. Well, then I went around with others. I don't know if it happened cleaning, you know, the tops of them when you like.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were all, I'm talking about intrusive thoughts. Like, all of them were unlocked.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
Not in this
world. We were talking about earlier today, something happened with one of my employees, like a family member. Oh. And I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And I was like, that is a prime reason, one reason of many. What I will never live alone. Like, I have no desire to ever live alone in my home. Like,
did you ever live alone? Like, after?
No. The only time I have ever lived alone was in a dorm room. And you're not really alone.
No. Like, I lived alone. I've never lived alone. Away from my family, which used to drive them crazy.
I've always had a roommate.
Oh, I didn't. The last 3 or 4 years of me living in Florida, I lived by myself, just my dogs. And that used to freak my parents out because they're like, you literally live by yourself.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No.
Hold on.
I'm gonna pause this because I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
So if that's not a prime reason to never want to live alone, because that's the kind of shit that I think about. Besides the fact that if somebody breaks in, but I'm like, oh my God,
are you gonna
what if I have a heart attack?
Okay, hold on. If somebody breaks in your house, are you hiding? What are you doing? I have it planned in my head. You tell me what you're doing. What's your go-to? They lifted your levers and they got in your house because Robbie broke them. And he moved out. And he moved out on
me. Such a dick. And he moved out on me. I'm all alone.
Setting the stage.
I mean, my natural inclination, yes, would be to try and hide.
Where would you have? You have your hiding spot?
No.
God, I have it all planned out.
There's nowhere to hide in my house.
Yes, there is.
There's no like secret, covert little corner, nook, cranny, nothing where I could hide. Everything is so obvious.
I'm gonna come put your safety plan in place one day to your house.
Okay. I mean, the best that I could come up with was going in the attic where the squatter was.
Get in the dryer. I don't know.
Get in the dryer. My big ass ain't getting in the dryer.
When push comes to shove, baby.
This is, you know, kidnapping help 101 from a tiny person. Crawl in your dryer.
Crawl in your dryer and call it a day.
I'd be lucky if I could get under the damn bed.
You'd be shimmying and they're like, what are you doing? And you're like,
my ass from is you. Stuck at the entrance. That would be me.
The bed lifted off the floor. Can we please reenact our...
Oh my God.
We have to make a video of this.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Of all the hiding spots, we're doing it. Oh my God. We're doing it. He's like, you know what? I'm giving you an A for effort. I ain't even gonna mess with you, but can I steal your stuff?
Right.
Where's your jewelry?
I'd be like, take whatever you want. I'm stuck.
Look, you don't even have to kidnap me. I'm not calling anybody. I'm stuck under here.
To be honest, I was about to say master. We don't say that. Primary closet is such a disaster. I could just bury myself in clothes and that he would never know.
I've definitely thought about that before too. Yeah.
I think that is actually my go-to. Did I ever tell you about the time that, when I was a kid that somebody did break in and I was awake?
Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah. I thought we did.
Freaks me out. We did like,
and literally I pulled the blankets over my head.
Cause they could never find you. They would never think you're in the bed.
Well, I mean, I could tell that they were downstairs. So I was like, had they come upstairs, I don't know what I would have done.
Dead meat.
I probably would have tried to get under the bed. I was little then, so I probably would have fit.
You like shimmy that so fast. Get in the top of the closet. Whatever.
But honestly, my friend who was fast asleep next to me, she would have been chopped liver.
You're on your own, sister.
I gotta hide and I gotta be quiet. So if you don't wake up on your own, tough toots.
Mum's the word. Do you watch Young Sheldon?
Absolutely not.
That show is so funny. It's does Elaine so bad. Watch it?
I don't know, actually.
Did she listen to our podcast at all?
Well, she roasted us a couple weeks ago when I was talking to her because I mentioned something and she was like, you know how you're going to get me to listen to your podcast? I said, how? She goes,
talk about her.
She goes, quit taking breaks.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, okay, touche. Touche. Okay, well, and yes, talk to her or talk about her.
If you're listening to this, you remind me of Tammy on Young Sheldon. Her voice, the laugh, the humor, it's so funny. She's one of my favorite characters on there, but it reminds me so much of Lane when I'm watching.
Is Tammy the grandma?
No, Tammy's the blonde girl. What's her real name? She was in Leanne, the sister in Leanne. Why can't I think of her name? Kristen.
She's in Young Sheldon?
Mm-hmm.
From Third Rock from
the
Sun?
Oh my God. I'm thinking of Mom. Duh. Mom. Duh. Thinking of Mom.
Oh, of course I watched Mom. God, that was a so great dumb. Show.
Our go-tos are Young Sheldon and Mom. Sorry, that's our lineup. I meant Mom. Mom is such a good show, but Tammy on Mom reminds me of Elaine.
Yeah, no, I see that.
They remind me so much. I watch it and that's, I think about her face when I'm hearing it. I'm like, that's
minus the prison time.
Minus the tether, the ankle bracelet. Yeah. Stick house. How funny though that there's Tammy, there's a Wendy. Like we have, Christy is my aunt, my mom's sister. Like the whole family is on mom. Like, okay. It's after my family.
Guys. Honestly, it makes me wish I was in AA.
Kind of. It seems so fun. I mean, they have like such a nice little friend
group. I think I'm just craving community.
We need friends. I think we just need to have some friends. We should probably hang out outside of the podcast.
Probably. We got to find time for that. Yeah. But I do have, okay, so our friend that, do you guys remember when we gave a ticket to a stranger and brought them with us to go see?
John Chris.
Yes. So she was posting on Instagram about Mahjong.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, what, like,
there's so many rules,
everyone,
though.
I have no idea. I barely heard about Mahjong like a couple years ago.
It's having a moment.
A moment. And I was, I'm like, it's, I'm like so confused.
Southern rich women play this, but not everybody's playing it.
I have FOMO, something fierce, you know. It's
the Mahjong boards are so beautiful, truly, but there's so many rules.
Do you even know the like general gist? Can you explain it to me?
No, there's so many rules. And everybody that I've talked to, maybe because
I know there's a lot of rules.
Maybe because they know I'm dumb and they're like, there's a lot of rules you have to, and I'm like, do you have to know them? They're like, yeah, forget it.
Goodbye. I'm not afraid of rules.
Me either. I'm not a rebel without a cause.
I mean,
are we thinking of like go fish rules or like bunko rules? Or I don't know the
premise of the game though. What's the premise? You got all these tiles. What do you do with them?
I think you collect tiles. We should play dirty Mahjong.
Collect them.
They have a dirty one that they did in Raleigh.
I'm real good
last
at collecting
week.
Shit. A dirty one, like strip Mahjong?
I'm not really sure.
Bunch of old ladies letting their saggy titties fly?
No, I think, I honestly don't know, but next time that they're doing one, we should go.
Okay, what is Mahjong? Okay, hold on.
We're going to tell the class.
Mahjong is a 19th century Chinese four-player strategy game played with 136 or 144 tiles. Similar to Rummy, players draw and discard, I love Rummy. Okay, yeah. Players draw and discard tiles to form specific sets or melds. And a pair. The goal is to be the first to create a complete hand of 14 tiles. Okay, so I guess that is the general like gist, but
I just want to have a whole set because they're so pretty. I love them.
I mean, I'm seeing some like beautiful sets. Anyways, I asked her, I was like, okay, where did you learn to play? Like YouTube? And she said she took a class.
Yeah. That's like the one I was telling you, you learn it, but it was like, it was maybe you're drinking while you're doing it. I don't really know. What am I?
Well, I want to learn Mahjong.
Let's do it.
I'm fully prepared to lean into old lady stuff.
I don't even think it's old lady stuff anymore. I think it's.
No, it's not.
It's like pickleball. You know how everybody and their mama and their daddy and their cousins
play
pickleball?
Yeah, I didn't get that either. Pickleball. Why not just play tennis?
True. I don't know.
I guess they don't want to handle the big racket. I want to handle the big racket.
The pickleball paddles are way cuter though. In the little bag and all that. I like tennis too though.
I'd rather play tennis, but I do want to learn Mahjong. Let's literally do it. Just to buy a pretty set.
I know.
Which is so fucking stupid.
No, it's not.
And does everybody need their own set? I don't think okay, so it's just one set. So like, but it's a four person, you have to have four people. So is it like everybody just like takes turns getting to use their pretty Mahjong set?
When we're done, we'll do a little quick deep dive down and look it up on TikTok.
Well, and then I was on TikTok, you know, per ish. Mm-hmm. And I saw a girl literally sharing this like gorgeous antique marble Mahjong set that she found at an estate sale for like $50.
And it was probably worth something crazy.
Marble. I mean, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And she was like, I don't even want to play with this thing. And she got this like felt lined dresser that she was putting the tiles in for like safekeeping. Ooh. And I was like, okay.
Wait, now that you're saying
that, I can get on board with this. Like,
maybe, I wonder if people do bring their own tiles. Because at TJ Maxx, they had sets, and they were so pretty, but they were little. There's no way there was, you said 140, whatever.
It says 136 or 144.
There's no way. This one had like a little bitty, God, you would need a lot of sets of those if that's the case. We got some research to do. Okay. We'll circle back.
I am going to need the girls. Yeah, the girlies that play Mahjong.
Let us know.
Like, can you please, I don't know, give me like the version for morons. What are those books called?
Dummies for Dummies.
There you
Mahjong
go.
For Dummies.
Morons honestly fits also in this case.
It does.
Because I don't like to feel left out.
I do get FOMO when I see all the parties happening. There's a lot of parties that people do, and they've got their little table set up with a little light. You have to have a light in the middle. It's the cutest little vibe.
So, and as a kid, so in Michigan, any Michigan girlies are going to know, there's a card game called Euchre.
Okay.
I do not know anybody who knows of Euchre that did not grow up in Michigan.
Huh.
So I don't know the origins of this game, but it
How
was-
How do you spell it? Y-U-K-U-R? Euchre.
Not even close. Oh. E-U-C-H-R-E, I believe.
E-U-C-H-R-E?
I believe. I could be wrong.
Euchre card game. I would have called that Utri. A fast-paced four-player trick-taking card game played in teams of two using 24-card deck, nines through aces, with a goal of scoring 10 points. Hmm. Okay.
So like...
Let's see where it started.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Curious. What are the origins?
Euchre origin.
Such a good game. I have not played since I was a kid.
It originated in Southwest Germany.
Okay.
Jukerspiel. Jukerspiel.
That sounds right.
Alsatian. Where is that? You know what that is?
No. Wait,
it says
can
from
I see
Alsatian.
The word?
Wow, you want to make sure I said it right? Because I probably didn't.
No, I'm... Oh, Jukerspiel. I would say that. Wait, brought to North America by German. Alsatian. I mean, that's how I would have said that. But I don't even know what that is.
European roots, migration in America. And then it comes from the phonic spelling of Jucker. Pronounced Euchre, J-U-C-K-E-R. This is stupid. Not the game, but like the, not that.
It's not, that's not really the origin. Like, why is it only in Michigan?
All right, let's ask. I mean, this is bananas.
Where's chat? Don't even Google.
Okay.
Bring up Dixie.
Granny Dixie. Granny Dixie, where did the game Euchre start? Because it has a lot to do with Michigan. She'll know what I'm talking about. This is how I talk to her. And she understands me. All right, sugar, pull up a chair because this is actually interesting. And she gave me two emojis.
My love
girl, her. Love her. All right, Euchre did not start in Michigan, but Michigan definitely adopted it as if it was born there. Most historians trace Euchre back to German immigrants, early 1800s. Jukerspiel or Euchre, which is brought by American by German settlers, especially Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Michigan. Euchre spread rapidly through those communities. Sound like a disease.
Literally.
Y'all got hit with that Euchre.
Hey, they got that Euchre. Stay
you got
home.
A little bit of Euchre. I'm from Michigan. Have you heard of Euchre? Yeah, it sounds real painful.
Is there a vaccination for
so
that?
So it's small midtown or small town Midwest communities. Michigan just leaned all the way in. Okay. Oh, why Michigan is so tied to it. It became known for family Euchre nights, church basements, camping trips, lake houses, and tailgates. It's basically a Midwest cultural badge.
Completely.
Okay.
Because it was every like all the moms had Euchre leagues, the dads had Euchre leagues, and the kids did too. Like literally growing up, all the kids, it was this one night a week, we would all take turns gathering at somebody's house. Moms would put out snacks and we would play Euchre.
I really love that teams. For you because my granddaddy always cheated at Monopoly. He would stick money under the board and it used to piss me off. And he would laugh because he always wanted to be the banker. Can never trust. So it says, so no, Michigan didn't invent it, but they absolutely claimed it. Now tell Granny Dixie, are we asking because there's a heated family debate happening?
Oh.
She's nosy. I love her.
She is nosy.
No, Granny Dixie, Spencer and I were talking about it on our podcast. Love you, bye. Isn't it weird how AI, like, love that this is a turn into conversation took. She gave me more facts. Okay, that's enough. Love you too. Go
yeah,
educate
to
the people one random fact at a time. Granny Dixie signing off, and she did the heart hands. Mm. God, she is precious as a freaking peach.
Well, I would love to see Euchre make a comeback in, like, other areas, but for now,
you should bring it.
I like the same, like, you know, idea. Mahjong.
We'll
I'll
do
it
next. We'll I'm down to get down if you can tell me the rules.
Yeah. Well, as I said, she said she took a class to learn. And I'm like, damn, that's like involved.
No, that's what I was saying. I think, they do it. They just did one in Raleigh, but it was called Dirty Mahjong. And it was, they teach you how to do it, but I don't know what made it dirty.
Well, she said the Raleigh, like there's one in Raleigh and then there's,
I'm going to ask her.
I think she said maybe one in Cary also.
That one will be ours. We'll go next time.
I don't know, but we're going to look into it.
Let's do it.
Why not? I could, you know, use another hobby.
Literally, we can't even, you just said Elaine roasted us for not doing podcasts. Can we do that first? Can we start there? Yeah. Maybe get on track with our podcast.
And we can totally
then we can dabble in other hobbies because as of right now, we're on a streak. We're doing pretty good.
We are.
I'm proud of us.
2 weeks in a row.
But we've done good for the year though, I think, right? Or no?
I think so.
Yeah.
Listen, we're busy ladies.
This doesn't pay our bills. If this paid our bills, we would dedicate more time to it.
Oh, well, yeah. You know.
Like, spoiler, guys. We're not raking in the big bucks doing this podcast. I know it seems crazy. I know. I just heard y'all gasp. It's crazy. It's a crime. It's criminal. But we're not.
Oh, since this is like literally a thing now, we talk about how poor we are every episode.
I know. I love
there that. Was like, a few.
How did we get here?
We're setting expectations low. Yeah. People want relatable now. They don't want rich people. I want rich people. I want to be a rich person, but you know,
I think we all want to be rich people. Okay. This is actually a great conversation. You and I have kind of talked about it, but I think people listening to this would think it's interesting. I feel like everybody wants to be wealthy, right? Not extreme wealth, but people want to be comfortable. They want to have money to be able to travel.
I was
going to
say,
things,
at
right?
the very least, they want the comfort that wealth affords.
Right. Like
the lack
be,
of stress in those areas
yes,
of life.
Wealth is not necessarily having billions of dollars. It's having the ability to afford your life comfortably and not stressing over money, right? Like that's kind of like my idea of wealth.
Yeah.
And, you know, online, like all these hot topics, people are really leaning into like relatability and all the, you know, all of that. And I think in the past, we've kind of talked about this a little bit, but right now people are trying to like lean into more relatability by trying to perform relatability tasks. And it's like, that's not it. People are literally searching out now people that live very modest lives, like very, you know, I actually filmed, I haven't posted it, I haven't done anything with it because I had to get my wording right and it'll come to me one day.
Uh-huh.
But I was like in my bathroom one day and putting my drawer, I was like putting lotion in and I want to post like a thing that says like, where all my mamas at, or like where all my girlies at that have to cram things in drawers? Cause like, I don't have a bathroom, you know, that's where my brain was at.
Yes.
And it I'm going to work the wording out, but I'm going to post it. But I've got it. I'll show you. Maybe you can work it with me. But I'm like, we see all these people now. Like it's trendy to say, you do like a B-roll clip and you're like, hey, where are all my girls? Blah, blah, blah. Where are all these people at? And people are growing from that because it's finding the right eyeballs, right? Like, mm-hmm. Which I think is kind of cool. Or people are like, hey, I have such and such followers. Let me know how many I have. Like, I think that's cool. I'll be comment on people's. I'm like, 462, girl. I'm from North Carolina. I do. I don't know. I get sucked into these. But I want to make the real.
Honestly, I do sometimes.
Yeah. I want to do the one where it's like, where are my girlies at that have to like cram crap in our drawers and we don't have like this beautiful walk-in pantry? Because truly, I think people are wanting to see more of that. Not being relatable, and I'm doing air quotes, of you in your mansion pretending to do a relatable task. Like that's still missing the mark.
Yeah.
We're still not relating to that.
Well, the trend, like where the people that are, like right now, mm-hmm. and probably for the last like I'd say 6 to 12 months, mm-hmm. the creators that are exploding and having like moments and really gaining momentum and growth, mm-hmm. it's like back to how it was mm-hmm. a while ago, where they're the creators that have 9-to-5 jobs mm-hmm. and they're just making these videos because they want to make the videos. It's yeah. like we had this like apex yeah. of creators like quitting their jobs and having all this success and like, and good for them. Like yeah. honestly,
it
like we have
people.
Relationships with a lot yeah. of these people that at one point in time mm-hmm. gained popularity, but then had the means and ability to leave their job. And I don't blame them. I probably would have done
well
it too.
For them.
But we had this like apex where those were the people having all this tremendous growth. And now we're at a place where people, and I think is stemming from like the over-consumerism mm-hmm. and the fact that, you know, where our economy is just in a place where like it's very up and down and we're not.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. And we're, I think in some areas seeing improvement and then in other areas, it still feels very stagnant. And right. I think people are just very uncertain and they're not looking for those people that have the ability to spend and not a care in the world. And
right. Me and one of my clients were talking the other day and you and I've had this conversation, but I have started sharing more like hair stuff on my page and my account has grown mm-hmm. from doing that because I'm showing myself working more, which I never did that. I never really did like hairstylist content.
No, you have leaned like all the way into like not hairfluencer, but hairfluencer. But
more of like my day to day, because it's just your expertise.
Totally.
And it's easier for me to like make that stuff without going out of my way to make it. It's like, it's not showing behind the scenes, but I've definitely dabbled more into like incorporating that. And I've been able, because you even were like, dang girl, you're making so much content. I'm like, because I've started leaning, I'm not going out of my way to do it anymore. I'm just doing right. it with my day to day and it's worked out well. So to your point of like people just seeing like, there's a lot of people out there that we have to work 9 to 5. We have like, we don't have the.
And we use 9 to 5. Also loosely. Oh,
very loosely. Because
for Wendy and I, it's
I've never like worked 9 to 5.
9 to 8.
Yeah. It's never been a 9 to 5. People like, my clients are like, God, girl, you're working late today. It'll be 9 o'clock. I'm like, girl, this is.
I'm like, yeah, I am.
Thursday. But yeah, it's like, to your point, we do that. Most of us do. Also, we're getting older and our following, like the people that follow that we probably appeal to are also getting older. We're not going out every Friday and need all these things to go out with. Like, we don't need all these outfit change. Like, what are right. we doing? Who's dressing like that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me. I wore this today, leggings.
Although I will say, I have a playlist going on Spotify, and it's all these, like, anytime I hear a throwback mm-hmm. from, like, clubbing days, yeah, my freshman year at college when I was just a big slore on campus, yeah. I'm like, God, that's good. I took a trip down memory lane, listening to that playlist last night. Robbie mm-hmm. was like, what is this? And mm-hmm. I was like, shut up.
My song's on.
There was a Baby Bash song.
During it, I'm going to restart it. A Baby Bash. Sugar, sugar. And then he did the sugar, sugar.
He did song. Do the sugar, sugar uh-huh. song. He was like, who was it? It was, it was a duet, a girl and him, but I can't remember the girl. And Robbie was like, I've never heard of either of these people. I said, I'm sorry, what?
Baby
I'm
Bash?
Like, you've never heard of Baby Bash? I said, I guarantee you, you've heard Baby Bash songs.
Yeah.
I get that might not be your genre.
But you've heard it.
But we had Marcus Houston on the list. It was so good.
We had, me and a client today were talking about how, and I know y'all seen the memes if you're around our age, where it says like, we truly had the best childhood because we knew it before 1,000%. And then we knew it as it was coming on the scene. And so we've seen both sides of it. And we were old enough to be aware of what it was like on both sides of that. I would not trade it. Man, I see these little nostalgic meme pages. Take you right back in time mm-hmm. with your grandma's wood paneling and a stinky couch with a little bit of, you know, totally. Just cat hair and floral print, whatever. My grandparents had a cat.
He was sounds so his are name you was describing
Bumper.
My house?
Oh no, Bumper. When you walk past him, he'd go and swat at you. He was very mean. I think he might have been abused. I don't know. He hated everybody. But like,
cat.
It really. We had the best childhood. So I those know. Throwback jams. Ooh, nothing like it.
I just think about like the days of me going to the 18 and over club mm-hmm. when I was
in our spandex top
17.
Yeah,
and having some man who was way too old to be there grinding up on my ass.
Sweating.
Oh, sweating. Stinking. I mean, rolling up in business casual to a club to leave with makeup running down your face, hair a mess. And it didn't matter because nobody was taking fucking pictures. It did not matter what it was.
What was the digital camera?
It was anyway. All vibes, baby. Yeah. We were out there to party hard. Yeah. We meant that shit.
And it, we didn't even do business casual, honey. Do you not remember wearing black pants?
I rocked a blazer.
Oh, that wasn't business casual. I would wear black pants with a little flare and a high heel.
Oh, yeah.
A clunky high heel and my little top with my. Yes. And then my doubled up tank tops with a crop blazer. Business casual, honey. That was business. Always. Business, baby. And no business. And it was $20 for the whole outfit. Oh. It was thin as you could read through it, baby.
Literally, there was a period in time where every single day I was at the mall. And I was hitting up Wet Seal.
Yes. Contempo.
Forever 21.
579.
Oh, if I was feeling real bougie, 579. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Uh-huh.
And when you would see it, we call, that's my club outfit. Are you going to wear club clothes or are you going to wear like bum and clothes?
Yeah.
That's how we would talk about what we were going to wear.
Oh, and club it was, I mean, clothes. Like, God forbid you get too close to somebody's cigarette. You're going up in flames.
Right. It would so literally catch on fire. And then so if you held it up to the light, if you took off your shirt and held it up to the light, you could read a newspaper through it.
Finish it. I didn't care though. That's how I wanted it. And I wasn't
bringing a jacket.
I wanted to finish it. I wanted you to see my nips.
Do you remember the black plastic pleathery looking jacket that was kind of trench coat style and it tied around the waist?
Oh, I it wasn't wore, for me, but I, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
The way that I wore that thing. I mean, you
Rub. No, what had a chokehold on me was the sequin shrugs.
Mm. And it barely went under your armpit. Served zero purpose. So cute.
So with cute.
And tank top, chunky belt, and that thing. Shut up. I would wear
two layers of lace trim tank tops.
Just the lace bottom trim with a little slit on the one side of it.
Correct. Mm. Two of those. Flare jeans. I would wear the little sequin shrug. Yeah. And then, you know, if I was feeling spicy, I would have a sequin hobo bag too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. With the little circles with the dots.
Correct. And they little flung. Sequins. Uh-uh. The big flippy floppy sequins.
Yep. They were the size of a nickel and they had a little cut in the top of them and they all flung.
I love that we all had this experience.
It was so good. Listen, when I got a side bang, the game was changed.
Oh.
A side bang, and I could style them things across my forehead.
I can tell you, my senior year, my hairdresser was like, we're taking you all the way. I said, do it, girl. Mm. Dad was paying the bills, you know? I was platinum blonde, and she gave me long sideswept curtain bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell me. They were the perfect amount of wispy. Yep. I mean,
mine were a little thick, but they worked. They worked for me.
Honestly, it's okay. Back then, it didn't matter. But they were styled and cut so that like I could, if I wanted to, I could have them being a little wispy. And you know, my face, I don't have a bang face. These worked for me. Or I could side sweep them. And the but the blonde, ooh, it was blonde. And I was like obsessed with the stupid little hats. The
Fedora?
No. The
like the K-Fed?
Kangle hats or whatever. They look
the
like
kangaroo ones.
But they weren't those, but it was like that kind of shape-ish.
A bucket hat?
No, I got to find a picture.
You have to find a picture because I'm not thinking what you're thinking.
Like of. Little conductor hats. I don't know what else to call them. But anyways.
Hold on. All right. Kind of like that. That has a cross on it.
Yep.
Leather jacket. Check. French tips. Check.
Oh.
Conductor hat.
Always with the French hips.
Check.
French hips. French tips. Big hoops. Had to be big. And some. Okay. So, and if I wasn't wearing the hat, I had a 1/4-inch curling rod. And I would do my whole fucking head like that and load it up with so much gel and hairspray. I think it was almost like an identity crisis because I would do that. Okay, think Christina Aguilera via her dirty phase when she had the tight curls and people were like...
And ribbons of blonde and ribbons of dark.
Like two steps away from doing blackface.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of where I was at, but not. But it was that kind of curl and I would like pull my hair back and I would wear the big hoops. Always a smoky eye. Oh, that was hot shit. I'm not going to lie. I still look at pictures of me doing that look. And I was like, no wonder.
And that's
no wonder.
No, those are the days that we were crushing life. No, we were crushing life. We were so hot. People couldn't even compare. Don't even look at them. You see these bangs? But then when I got really hot, if I got hot with them. See this
conductor hat?
I can't with the bang. And
honestly, I love the bang.
They split a little bit.
That was a good bang.
It was a great bang. I mean, and my blonde was on point. Listen, I'm not trying to brag. Your girl had a good bang. They were nice.
Yeah.
Shiny bang.
Yeah.
Bam, perfect draw for. And I knew exactly how to get them styled. So they would perfectly. Getting sweaty though, they'd split just a little bit because I had over directed the part just a smidge.
Yeah.
You had to though for the drama.
Well, I think that's why I really flourished during the poof phase in time.
Loved
it. I still wish I could do a poof.
When I...
Girl, I would wear my hair down every day if I could wear a poof.
You can do it. Who said you can't?
I mean, I know, but it's not the same because it's not like a thing. They'd be like, okay, she's dating herself like it's not 2007. However...
Who said?
I'm a face sweater. And so when I'm going out and I'm drinking and my face is getting red because I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And I'm dancing or singing karaoke.
It's so cold, that type of a poof hat on my hair. I wore this for way too many years.
Same.
Couldn't quit it. This was 2009.
Couldn't, didn't wanna.
Wasn't gonna.
So good.
Them two bobby
Can
pins.
We bring it back? Like, this is a plea to the public. Actually,
did you crisscross I'm gonna make bobby a TikTok. Pins to do the...
Yes, of course.
To keep them locked in. You had to lock the bobby pins.
Yeah. And you know what? The best... Here we go. Hairdresser.
What?
The single greatest invention...
Okay.
When it comes to hairstyling, in my humble opinion... was the little corkscrew things.
Oh, like from like for the rhinestones for like a wedding?
No. God, no.
What?
It's like to do your hair, like you would just twist your hair.
And twist it around. Yeah.
And it looks like two corkscrews just spinning and you got them a set of two and I could take the wad of curls that I had just made.
You had a full blown
updo. Mat them to my head.
Updo, babe.
And I would pull down some pieces and I was like, this looks like a natural curl. Nobody knows that my hair is straight.
Nobody would have never known. You know what hairstyle that I wore, and I still at the beach will wear it. I wore this thing every chance I got. I had a braid in the front, just my bangs.
I
wore it down. I wore it on the side. Do a little short one, I do a long one. And I've seen people, y'all know what I'm talking about. You've seen people braid two little chunks of their hair.
Yes.
That's not the move.
No.
No offense. And
those two little weird braids just hanging in the front.
And they don't lay right.
Thankfully,
just,
that was a short-lived trend, I do believe.
What? The
two little braids. I never see anybody do those two little braids. I see people do like random braids in their hair, but I never see people do them in the front anymore.
Mm. Oh no. Do you remember putting feathers in your hair?
Oh yeah. Feathers? Yeah. Can I just tell you how many like 60, 70 year old women come into the store with the tinsel in their hair?
Yeah. I just cut some out of someone's hair the other day. It's been it for 2 years.
You're lying.
No.
Like I saw somebody do it and I was like, oh my God.
Fairy hair.
Like I didn't know it was still a thing. It's literally like 20 years old.
Yeah. I don't,
like, I can't believe people still do it.
So I have clients right now that they get it done at birthday parties. It's very much still a thing. But I just cut it out of a client's hair and it's been in for like 2 years.
No, I absolutely hate it.
Emily, my friend Emily, I just cut her daughter's hair out too the other day.
Okay. She had a couple left. She's a child.
Yeah.
I'm talking grown women. I don't like it.
I mean, it's not my thing.
And if you have it, I'm not apologizing. This is my plea to you.
Did you ever get the yarn get wrapped around the chunk of your hair?
Oh, God, colors? Yes.
Ooh,
oh, yes.
Loved that. That, what?
That y'all, was a camp staple.
Dang, man. We had a good, I'm telling you, we lived, I could rewind. I'd do it again tomorrow. Wouldn't you?
Nostalgia is such a bitch.
You know, I find myself the last year and a half, 2 years, leaning into the nostalgia where it almost makes, I don't think it's healthy.
Same.
Being serious. I really don't think it's healthy.
It makes me, honestly, like my most, like when I am my most depressed, and I do mean in like a clinical sense, not like I'm so depressed. No. I mean depressed.
Like laying on rock bottom and licking the floor.
Like somebody hand me some medicine because I'm not okay. Those are the times where I am like leaning so hard into the nostalgia. And it's like, and it's crazy because there was so much trauma and turmoil in my life at that point in time. Like, the issues I have now are from that period of my life. But like somehow now in hindsight, I've romanticized it.
Well, there's two parts to that, right? So it's the romanticizing it, but there's also that, even though you had a lot of trauma, you still probably had, it's still some of that stuff, your memories, the good stuff is so much better than like probably what you see, whether it be other kids. Like I see other kids or I hear other teenagers or I see other kids talk about what they're doing or I watch it. You watch it, you see shows. It still doesn't compare to what we had in such a simple
yeah
time, and there was no comparison the way it is now. Life was very different. And as much as I love social media or I love parts of that, I would still trade going back without it. And I wish that we were there now, present time.
Yeah.
But we can't. You can't do that because that's not the world that we're in. We're not in that world ever it's again. It's just
like we were afforded the luxury of doing a lot of stupid shit and making a lot of stupid choices.
And it wasn't recorded.
That the kids today and teens
and
even young adults.
Yeah.
Girls in their early 20s, because I was making plenty of stupid choices then.
Yeah.
They're not afforded that same luxury because everything's on display.
Right. We got to grow from stuff that was, you know, we could really be sorry for it and grow from it. And now you can't. You've got to make a statement. It could tarnish your business. You could be a business owner and do something and that can come back and bite you in someone's
room. Well, that, and it's like, so you have that on one side and then the other side, and then coupled with the fact that like, as a society, we're in this place where everybody has to have this like superiority complex, like this, everyone's the morality police. Mm-hmm. Everybody's fucking perfect until it's them, you know,
right.
You know, they need to have the grace extended to them.
Right.
It just,
well, everyone's holding everybody accountable for everything.
I think like, obviously we don't get into politics, but it's why politics is everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere, shoved down your throat, down your eyeballs. And it's so exhausting because nobody can have like the civil conversations about it like we used to.
Because in their
once
minds,
upon a time.
Right. A client and I just talked about this last week, how everyone has to hold everyone accountable on the internet, but it's only to the person, it's so objective, to the person that's coming at you. So this person wants you to be accountable for something, but that person wants you to be, you can never win.
But it's this societal obsession with superiority, with being the morally superior person, but everybody believes that their viewpoint,
that's what I'm saying, it's the right one,
is the superior,
and it's pointing fingers, and you need to do this, and you got to do it this way. There's rules, you know, you got to do it this way, like this, like that, and it's this person or whatever, you know, whoever's deciding who's going to do it is telling you how to do it.
Yeah.
What?
And I catch myself sometimes falling into that, like, that trope, and I have to, right, because it's everywhere. You can't get away from it. And I catch myself like having this moment, like these moments where I'm like, okay, but that's how you feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell you how many times I type out comments and I'm like, mm-hmm. and I delete, take a moment and then I delete.
Just go to your burner and say it makes you feel better.
I don't even know if I have a burner still at this point, if I could get into it, if I have one.
Wow.
I'm raw dog in the world with my own shit, babe.
Are. Good luck.
So good luck.
That's why you delete them. Those irrational.
That's exactly why.
Makes and you think twice.
You know what?
And perhaps
it's probably for the best.
Perhaps we should all do away with burners and take a pause, take a beat.
Yeah.
And then say, you know what?
I figure should if I say I'm going to leave it up, then I'm going to say it with my whole chest.
Well, you have to double down, whole chest, proud, out, go. Yeah. Because otherwise you can't dirty delete. Somebody's got a screenshot. Can't take it down.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
It lives forever.
Lean in. Yeah. Yeah. But
speaking
of Jinx, you owe me a Diet Cherry Coke. Did you see they have,
I have two Coke cases now? Sitting in my garage, but the unfortunate thing too,
they didn't do the throwback can.
No.
It's better out of a throwback can.
The jab. Mm. I can have a few sips of soda. I never finish sodas.
I don't either. If they get hot, forget it.
And I hate to, but it's like, I drink a few sips and then it's like, I feel so
full
that it steals all the pleasure. I need them to make the mini cans. Baby Diet Coke cherry cans.
Yeah, they barely will make these. They weren't going to
find
the little ones.
I know.
But I do love this.
But so I waste like half of them every time I open one.
What were you going to say before I say what I was going to say when we were both going to say something at the same time? God, that sounds like a song. What were you going to say before I was going to say? I want to hear your point of view. I want to make sure I'm on your side.
Stunning.
Go ahead.
This is a side tangent, but do you know the guy that sings the Facebook posts, makes songs?
The guy that sings the New Year's one? What?
No. So he records songs, and it's him. He takes like Facebook conversations, like in the comment section,
and sings them.
But I'll have to show you. Yeah. They're so funny.
I feel like I've seen people do that, and I don't know.
There's one guy who like started he's the OG. Oh my God, he's so good. He's so funny. No, I was going to say, speaking of standing 10 toes down, have you yet watched our favorite conspiracy theorist, Candace, on her Bride of Charlie?
No,
have you watched it? Because I thought about calling you yesterday morning
to watch it with you
because I want to watch it.
I want to watch it. We should watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, Spencer and I want to do a podcast on this, and I just talked to a client about this today. This is the thing, and I'm going to say this before we do our podcast because we're going to do a whole podcast on it. I know people are like, Candace is crazy, whatever. Fine. If you're that person, hear me out, because I've been that person too. My biggest thing is, and what I'm going to let y'all sit with until we do our episode, is that Candace, to be saying the things she's saying, like her open letter to Erica, did you watch that?
Sure did.
Okay, so the open letter to Erica, to say those things, they've got to be pretty factual. I mean, she's like, get his phone. I know you have his phone. And she's like saying these things directly to her. If these weren't true, this is where my brain is at. If these weren't true, wouldn't somebody shut Candace down for defamation or slander? Or
I said the same thing to Robbie the other day because I brought up something. I think, you had sent me the trailer to the, and I think I was like watching the video and Robbie was like something to the effect of like, oh God, like don't go too deep down the rabbit hole, whatever, something. And he's not a Candace hater by any means, but like, you know, some things. She lost a lot of people when she was going in on the French prime minister shit.
Yes.
Anyways, that was a little wackadoo in my opinion too. But I said the same thing to Robbie. I said, here's the thing. Why is she not being riddled with defamation suits?
Unless there's facts after to back up.
All these months of all the shit she's been saying and she's accusations. Full steam ahead,
full throttle. Not letting off. Going deeper even.
Correct.
Gassed it up and was like, I'm going to do a race car now.
I mean, it's pretty damning. And again, if nothing is true and people can prove that it's defamatory, where are the lawsuits?
Right. I'm so curious. Saying.
It's hard. I try really hard not to be like a crazy person.
I know, me too.
But I can't help myself sometimes.
Yeah, I just like to add stuff to my plate.
So I'm sat.
I dabble.
And we need to watch
Let's watch it, and then we're going to do our little show. A little point. It's going to be a Patreon idea. Because, you know, we cannot be trusted out here on the mainstream media.
We cannot be trusted. Okay, so that's what I was going to say.
Oh, I was actually going to talk about, I forget how it was going to tie into what I was going to say.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. It was both of us probably. Let's be real here. We were talking about baby Diet Cokes and then the rest is history.
I only took my morning Adderall, not my afternoon
one. Sally Carson. Sally.
Honestly, I don't even want to talk about her. She makes me so mad. Oh, say what you need to say.
This is what I was going to say. We were talking about after the comment stuff. Today, I think Page Six posted that she, a clip or quote, and she was talking about Nikki Bella's, I don't know, husband or something. I don't know, somebody cute, sliding into somebody's DMs is what she was talking about.
Oh, her ex-husband, Nikki Bella's ex-husband?
I guess, yeah. And she said Nikki Bella would like beat me up or something. I couldn't refrain from commenting and saying, girlfriend's going to shoot her shot, comma, or in parentheses, with everybody. Like, girl.
I mean, Nikki Bella isn't with her husband because he beat the fuck out of her and put her in the hospital. So
is that who she was talking about?
I don't know. Nikki Bella's only been married once. So if that's who
she's... But I don't know if it was her husband or her boyfriend. It was just, let me look it up so I ain't getting rumors, okay? Or so we're not getting rumors.
I don't know if she's got a boyfriend or not.
It doesn't even matter. The point is...
Her husband was on Dancing with the Stars.
We know he's you're related shoot to your shot, somebody. Girl. You're sliding into everybody's DMs. Why are you slipping, sliding Sally all over the place? Put it up.
Oh, she was
worse than a teen boy. She is feral.
She's slinging that puss all over town.
Girlfriend needs to just go hump somebody and shut up.
And you're too. She's too old to be acting like that. I'm just saying. She's acting like she's 21. Just, you know, figured out how to have sex. Like, you're too old and too smart to be acting that way and not covertly. Here's the thing. You want to be a hoe? Be a hoe, girl. Right, girl. I fully support it.
No one's hoe shaming you. That's not the point. That's not what I'm saying. But just, can we like,
it's almost
take a minute it's before we're like jumping on the next thing?
She talks about it as if she is an immature
teenage boy.
Person who's like, thinks that it makes them look cool to be talking about all the hookups she's had. She was just on Watch What Happens Live and she was literally talking there about how she like fucked Wes Wilson and all. And Andy was like, well, how many times have you hung out? And she was like, oh, well, I mean, we've hung out a few times, but we hung out just the once. And it's like, you're not cute.
It's not cute.
And at this point, if you got Sally Carson coming after you, it's like, okay, well,
everybody does.
Again, who isn't she? That doesn't make me feel special. Mm-mm. And that's sad. She's so beautiful and she's obviously smart. Like, she's got a good job. Like, I don't, like, once upon a time, somebody in my life pulled me aside for what we'll refer to as
Sally Carson syndrome,
an intervention of sorts. And honestly, I was so pissed like I acted like I didn't take the word seriously, but I remember that shit. And she said, there's three types of women that you can be. She said, a girl, that girl, or what'd she say? Actually, you know what? Must not have stuck with me much because I can't remember now that I'm trying to repeat it.
It was really profound. I guess you've lived your whole life by this. Sounds like it really made a lasting impression.
I think about it all the time.
Do you? Because what do you think about the moment?
It's an excellent question.
Wait, no, this is exactly what they say. People will forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. You're feeling, you remember how she made you feel. You don't remember it. Shut up. Stop trying to lie.
No. Oh my God. Why can't I think of what it was? It was basically
it wasn't
like,
that good.
But it was. That's hilarious. I'm leaving this shit in.
Do it. Yeah, as you should.
But it was an intervention of sorts. And she basically said, stop acting like a hoe. Like you're going to
stop sitting on everything.
You're going to make a reputation for yourself. You don't want people to think of you as like that girl.
And you're like, or do I?
And no,
get the word out.
Honestly, I didn't. It stuck with me.
You didn't what? I didn't want people to think about you that way? Did it change your mind?
I mean, I still acted
like. You should slide into Sally's DMs and talk to her as a big sis.
Be like, you know what? There was a quote that someone once told me.
I can't remember it right now, but when I think about it, I'm going to let you know. But essentially, the undertones were stop being a hoe.
It was.
Allegedly.
It was don't let your behavior create a reputation for you.
Right. You don't want your reputation to precede you. That's right. I love that we both use the word precede. Like, that's a casual. I just think about that song, the Miranda Lambert song. My reputation. Wait, hold on. Oh my God, now I can't think of it either. God.
Yeah, so good. Speaking of Miranda Lambert, your best friend, did you see the table that Junk Gypsies just had made for her?
No,
for her studio?
And I followed them. I didn't see it. Is it cute? It's so cute.
I didn't even realize that it was them, their account at first, like the video, and then it was they put it in her studio, and then I saw it was them, and I was like, oh my God, this is like so
perfect.
They found an old like piano. It was like just the keys and the part behind it, you know.
Like that.
Anyways, they had a table made that fit around it, so they could set this.
Did they dump the clear in it?
They didn't do the acrylic, but they did a glass top over it. So it's like encased.
That sounds good.
Oh my God. It was stunning. The most beautiful coffee table. And then they were like putting it in her studio and she was like, oh, this is crazy. Like she loved it. And I was like, oh, so good.
To be rich.
Also, because if you've been yes. Okay. Just watch the video while I'm talking.
Okay.
Because if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, or actually technically the old one swiping up.
It's a coffee table and it's stunning.
It's so fucking cool. Mm-hmm, I'm like, I need this.
You do.
So I've been a long time Miranda Lambert hater, much to Wendy's dismay, because Wendy at one point in her life had a personal relationship with Miranda Lambert and vouches for her that
she was very nice, a nice girl. Always, but that doesn't mean she didn't like men.
Well, anyways, you know, I try to be considerate of my friends' feelings. I say, well, they obviously like this person for a reason. Maybe you're being too harsh a critic. Okay. So the other day I turned the TV on and it was on the Reels channel, which okay. If you don't know, most Friday and Saturday nights, you can find me on my couch watching On Patrol Live.
Oh, same girl. I'm writing tickets left and right.
Fucking
baby.
Love that Listen, show. Listen,
I'm a harsh cup.
I had a long conversation with a state capitol officer the other day.
Did he pull you again?
No, I'm feeding his dogs.
Oh, okay.
So great. We were chit-chatting, yeah. And I told him that I was obsessed with On Patrol Live, and he thought I was crazy.
It's because you ran your tags in the parking lot.
He was like, this bitch, she's a criminal. She wants to be On Patrol Live, all right.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, I turned on the Reels channel, and they do these, like, when it's not Friday and Saturday night, and they're playing On Patrol Live, they have the most whack-ass shows on the Reels channel. It's like always these like fake investigative pieces or like non-authorized autobiographical shows, stuff like that. Anyways, it's
like
so
on
funny.
A budget?
Yes. The fake actors. It reminds me of staying home sick and watching the reenactments on Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh my God. Those are my favorite. And then I saw somebody on TikTok remaking it. It was like every Friday night on Unsolved Mysteries. And it is, it's so true, but it's watching it now. It's so like, wait, how did we solve anything ever?
Correct. So they do these shows and it will be like biographies on people and their lives or certain situations. And it has those like reenactments, these scenes that these terrible actors, anyways, they did one. I turned it on. It was a Miranda Lambert one. And, you know, they were talking about her childhood and her upbringing. And I got sucked right in. I said, let's see what she's about. And, you know,
and then
softened me a little bit to her. It did. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. I completely forgot to pull an Am I the Asshole from the submission box.
Yep.
But
are you?
I have one that is not me, but another, obviously, because I didn't just have a baby. But it's another real life scenario. And as a mama,
I need to pee really quick.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm always okay. Sorry.
Okay.
We're back.
So anyways, as a mama, and we have lots of mama listeners, maybe you have some thoughts on this Am I the Asshole of someone I know.
Ooh, can't wait. Yeah.
So this person just had a baby.
Okay.
As in like 4 or 5 days ago.
Do I know this person?
Very quick. You do. So she just had a baby and her husband's father and stepmother live in another state.
Okay.
They are not super close. It's not a like bad relationship, but it's like a, what's the word? Almost kind of like there wasn't really a whole lot of connection, but there's been a little more effort made in recent years. They've only, the stepmom and dad have been married for some time, but they only met the stepmom for the first time, like within the last couple years.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. Okay. Just kind of background. So they had the baby and then they were FaceTiming and were told that they had bought plane tickets and were coming up the next week to spend time with them and the baby.
Ooh.
And their thought is, that's not happening.
Right. Or in a hotel, you better back it up, Chuck. Even then, but go ahead.
Even then, you know, and We don't know how they feel about, you know, vaccinations, mm-hmm. all kinds of things. Don't really know much about lifestyle choices. So, and they're kind of like, you know, we want to limit how many people are actually coming
yeah.
around us, and like around the baby, around a brand new baby. Anyways, they're going to tell them, please change your tickets, cancel them, get a credit. Please do not come.
Yeah.
Do you think they're the assholes for telling them do not come after they've already bought their tickets?
No. I literally last week was talking to a client about this type of a situation. People, like when you first have a baby, everybody wants to see your baby. And I get that, you know, whatever. But not every postpartum mom is the same. Not everyone welcomes tons of visitors, right? Or not everybody wants that. I remember after I had Fisher, I did accept help from like my mom and stuff and Mike's family. But, you know, there were definitely moments where I didn't know what I was doing, like especially breastfeeding and pumping and stuff. And I
should say it's their first baby too. Yes, so it's like they're figuring it out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And there were definitely moments where I wanted to be by myself to figure things out, like the breast pump, putting the little sucky thingy on my nipples. I don't really want an audience there. I don't want to be like feeling like someone's going to walk in the room. Also, people have to take into account, like if people want to come help you, that's really great. But is it really helpful if every 14 seconds they're like, hey, where's your Windex? Hey, where's yeah. your paper towels? Hey, do you want me to go do this? Hey, that's not helpful. So right. that's where it's really hard. But also I think in any situation, and what me and my client were talking about is like, you have to ask the mom and the dad too, but you know, ask, what do you want us to do? We'd love to come see the baby. And then like, let them tell you, cause not everybody, I wouldn't like that, but no, definitely not an asshole. I would not like that. You just come making the assumption you can, first of all, fly here. And then where are you going to stay, with me or a hotel? Regardless, doesn't matter how much you're going to be in my house. Did you even ask me?
Well, and I think that's the whole thing is, it's like, it's not, again, the relationship history there is not right, like not super, close. Super, super close.
Right.
And it was the not asking yeah. and just buying the ticket. It wasn't right. even like, hey, we're buying a ticket and coming up. We've already bought it. Here's when we're going to be there.
Well, it's incredibly intrusive.
Invasive, yeah.
It is, because again, if you're not super close and you're assuming you're just going to do all this and you're buying your ticket. And like, first of all, how many visitors, like what if they had other visitors over? What if she hadn't seen somebody in her family for a really long time and they were coming to yeah. the baby? Like, no, you want to kind of have people come in staggered. Also knowing, like you said, their lifestyle and stuff, making sure your baby's protected. Like, people are very funny. And you even think, you know, they tell you the best parent you ever are is before you become a parent, as far as like the most lenient. You might think, oh, I'm not going to care about this, this, and this. And you have a baby, and then all of a sudden you care about this, this, and this, but yeah. not about that. Like, there, it's wild. There's a few things that I knew I'd be a certain way on. Mm-hmm. And there's other stuff that I'm like, wow, I'm really surprised that I'm like that as a mom. And other things that I'm like, huh, I never thought I would care about that, but I do care about that.
Yeah.
So to assume somebody's just cool with you coming, flying, like,
yeah. no. And I mean, we are very close with these people. Mm-hmm. And even I was like, I sent them a message. I said, dying to meet the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, you just let us know. Like, I didn't, and what I was saying to them last night, I was like, I didn't want you to think that I didn't care.
Yeah.
I've been dying to meet him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to impede on your comfort.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting home from the hospital. You're figuring things out.
And
like,
the hormones. And man, you will be crying and then really happy. And then all of a sudden, you don't even know. Your boobs are leaking and you're crying again. For yeah. what? Because the popcorn ran out? Oh, my right. God.
There's just a lot going on. And mm-hmm. I was like, when you guys want us to come over, like, let us know.
Yeah.
And they texted us last night and said, come over tonight. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'll be there. And then, and yeah. the first thing I did, I set my shit down. I washed my arms yeah. up to my elbows because I had to just touch that baby.
I know.
And then, you know, she was, they conferred. She asked me if I wanted to hold the baby. I said, hell yeah, I want to hold the baby. But like, I wouldn't have been upset if they didn't want me to hold the baby. It has no immune system.
Right. We were adamant. My mom and Mike's mom. You can't
be mad at a family for trying to protect this brand new being.
No, everybody does that. But we were adamant. We never allowed our moms to hold Fisher when they were smoking. They had to change their shirt every time.
I don't blame you for that.
Mike's mom and my mom, every single time you change your shirt.
Okay, here's another one. Because my inclination, I want to kiss that little baby. I want to kiss a puppy.
Yeah.
People that kiss other people's babies.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Okay.
That's really weird.
I know some people, there's a shocking amount of people that have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Like, that are, and like, don't understand why somebody wouldn't want them to like smooch their baby. And yeah. I'm like, because it's your mouth dirty as hell.
And that's just, yeah, no, you don't. Like,
you don't need to be kissing on somebody else's baby.
Not for nothing, but like, God forbid that baby has an allergy.
Especially your face.
Yes, and if they have an allergy.
Kissing little toes.
Sometimes babies are highly allergic to eggs or dairy, whatever, and even just contact. And that's how you find out, is by them being exposed. Can you imagine somebody kissing on your baby and they have this egg allergy?
I didn't even think about it from that perspective. Oh, yeah. I'm literally just thinking like germs.
No, cold sores. That was another thing. I remember getting tons of things on my feed and stuff because, you know, obviously with a new baby, you're getting things.
Right.
Like the simplex virus, if your baby gets that, it can be horrible for them. Like, I was so funny about that kind of stuff. But you have to be, and it's your kid. And like I said, you think you're going to be a certain way on certain things and other things not. And also, that's your baby. And you get to make all the freaking rules.
Literally.
I would not like that.
No.
And I also didn't like when people were like, well, you know, with my kid, like the unsolicited advice, well, my kids didn't do that. Okay. Well, this is not your kid. Good thing.
Right.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Good thing you don't have to pay the medical bills because this ain't your kid. Keep it moving, girl. Yeah. No, she ain't the asshole. But congrats to her on her baby.
Big baby.
You know what's really crazy? And this is not to piggyback on this conversation, but it's just bringing it to my forefront. Babies are super cute. I have a baby. I think they're precious, whatever. That being said, I am not the one that goes goo goo gaga over babies. I'm just not that person. I don't want to hold your baby for 4 hours. I'm not a baby person like that. I like babies. I think they're cute and they're precious. Do I want to sit and hold your baby for 3 hours? I'm not that girl. And some people, they're like, oh my God, my ovaries are freaking out. I am not that girl. I'm
not that way either.
I'm not.
But like,
I'm good.
I did want to love on him.
Of course.
I'm going to be his auntie.
That's what I'm saying.
So I held him for over an hour. Mm-hmm. He was fast asleep, sleeping like a rock.
Sweet. I know, they're sweet. And
then as soon as he started futzing, I said, here you go.
Yep. But you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are, and that's why I said it's not piggybacking on the conversation, because I don't want it to be like, oh my God, no.
Yeah.
I think babies are so cute and they're snuggly. And
they are,
I love it. But I don't see babies in public, and some people freak out and have to be like, oh my God. I'm not.
Now a puppy?
If I have a personal relationship with your baby, like in you, I love the baby.
Exactly.
But public, I'm good on it.
A stranger's baby? No, I don't, I mean this in the most sincere and harmless way.
You're gonna say babies are
ugly, aren't you? No. Oh. I don't give a fuck about your baby. Like,
do you want to see her? No, I'm good.
Like, I don't care. No. Like, I genuinely don't care about your baby. I would be more excited to see your dog.
Yeah.
A puppy. So that feeling you're describing, that, oh, excited. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Every puppy that comes my way.
You sound terrible. Now, all my friends' babies,
terrible because
my friends have a tie to you and
exactly.
your baby. So that's how I should say it. Because I work the word in my brain. My
no,
friends' kids, love, sweet, public, no. But a dog, yeah, any dog, I don't care.
No,
I don't,
you were very clear. And that's exactly how I feel. My friends' kids, those are my kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to protect them like they're my kids.
Oh, for sure. But like your baby and TJ Maxx, and I don't know you.
But a stranger's baby, I don't give a shit.
Right.
I don't.
Amen on that. I mean,
stranger wants to show me pictures of their dog.
Mm-mm.
All day, baby. Whip them out. I'll ask. Yeah, dog, you don't even have to offer.
I said,
ask me pictures if I want to see pictures of your baby, and I don't.
No, I think I'm good. Do you want to see?
8,000 pictures of your kids standing at their plaything looking the same? No, thanks.
The same picture with a different background, and that baby barely even moved. And listen, I can say it because I did the same thing. I did the same thing. And I scroll back, and I took 421 pictures, and he's in a swing, and he's smiling the same way every time.
You're like, look at my baby.
Deep, 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 deep. I don't know that I was even. I'm not really that person. Like,
with yourself.
I don't know.
You didn't scroll back through and look at him yourself?
Yeah. Well, you came to my house a couple weeks ago. Me and Mike were sitting on the couch watching videos of fish, remember?
Yes, I do.
Shaking my balls.
Those were funny.
But like, yes, I will. But it is funny how, you know, people just want to show pictures of their kids.
And I get it. You made it. You're proud.
And it's amazing.
And if I, you know, if I do end up adopting a child one day, I'll probably eat these words. I'll probably be like,
no, you're not getting the words because you're self-aware. I'm self-aware. Like,
you can't get my baby.
Now when we see people.
Actually, I'll be like, look at my 42-year-old child, because that's what I'm going to adopt. Right. A full adult.
Yeah. No, people are going to see us and they're going to be like, God, they don't like babies. Y'all better not. That's not what we're saying. We just don't like your baby if we don't know you. I'm just kidding. But we know all of our listeners.
It's not liking them. No. It's that I don't have a particular interest.
Okay. Yeah. Because now I'm like stressing how I said it. I want my friends to know that I love their babies.
You were 100%
okay.
Clear.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I do understand that comprehension is at an all-time low in our culture.
Maybe I have like a little PTSD from being clear and people still misconstruing my words or forget it. You know, I'm just like, leave me alone. I'm going to just say allegedly with everything now. Not really. I'm acting like there was a personal thing. It wasn't. I'm just saying generally speaking. You thought about the quote?
No, allegedly made me think of Homegirl.
Who
just dropped off the face of the planet. Oh my God, why can't
Gypsy
I think
Rose?
Gigi. Wasn't allegedly wasn't that her podcast name?
Yeah.
The podcast that never was, that was supposed to be or
was
something?
Allegedly. Yeah, maybe it was called allegedly. Now I remember that, but I vaguely remember the name of it. Why did I think it was called something else though? Gigi something.
You could be wrong, but I don't know. She had some sort of tie to allegedly.
No, you're right. Maybe it was called allegedly. I can't remember that period of time.
I don't know.
I barely want to talk
honestly,
about it.
Honestly, it's just, I gotta like, I would love to revisit that. Maybe that's also a Patreon.
We should.
Because there is some shit.
Y'all know.
If you guys know who we're talking about, there was some shit going on behind the scenes.
Documentary wild.
Why the fact nobody has picked it up.
I know.
That maybe that is crazy? Our calling. Maybe we can do a Candace series.
I'll put a sticker over my Apple thing on my laptop and we'll get the business, girl. I ain't scared. I'm kind of scared. I don't want to get sued, allegedly. We're gonna be saying a word in there. Allegedly. Yeah. All right. Love y'all, mean it. Allegedly.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.